Our scripture reading today is Numbers chapter 15, beginning at verse 1 to verse 21. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 156. We've been reading right through the Pentateuch for some time now, beginning in Genesis. Now we're in that great book that speaks of the journeys of Israel through the desert. Now, this passage concerns their preparations for life when they arrive in the Promised Land, and particularly here, we have the people giving offerings and gifts to support the work of the people of God. And today, the work of the church is carried on the same way. These sacrifices here were not guilt offerings. These were not to atone for sin. They were thank offerings. They were peace offerings. Mainly it's food and materials and money, which will be used for the work of the Lord. So it is. Everything we do as a church, from the preaching of the word to hospital visits to youth ministry, all of that is the people of God, out of gratitude to the Lord, providing to him. When I was an associate minister many years ago in Philadelphia, there were some well-meaning men in the church who said, let's get together a multi-million dollar endowment, and we'll have lots of money in a bank account, and the church will live every year off of interest. We won't have to worry about people giving. And I very much was impressed when our senior minister stood before that and said, that'll never happen here. We will rely every year on the giving of the people of God and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, through the people of God. We're going to be a church, not a country club and that kind of thing. One of the worst things you can do for a church is to amass large amounts of money and live off the interest. It's to be an expression of the faith of the people of God and their gratitude to the Lord, their desire to support the work of the Lord. This is what you see back in the Old Testament. And you see at the end of the passage, the very idea of the first fruits of tithe. Everything they have came from the Lord, and they give back a portion of it unto him. This is how the work of the church goes on. It is even so today. Now, there's one interesting important portion in here that says the rule for you will be the same rule for the sojourner. And already in Israel, even though it's a tightly knit community there, there's looking forward to the time that will be like today when different kinds of people are together, and we desire the church more and more to reflect different races, different economic groups. We're not here to represent any political party, that kind of thing. We're gathered together for the Lord, and we're all one. There's not some rules for the whites, others for the blacks, some for the rich, some for the poor, some for the young, some for the old. All the rules of the people of God will be for everyone, because we will be one together in Christ. Well, with those things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 15. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving you, and you offer to the Lord from the herd or from the flock a food offering or a burnt offering or a sacrifice to fulfill a vow or as a freewill offering or at your appointed feast to make a pleasing aroma to the Lord, then he who brings his offering shall offer to the Lord a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a quart of hin of oil. And he shall offer with the burnt offering or for the sacrifice a quarter of a hin of wine for the drink offering for each lamb. Or for a ram you shall offer for a grain offering 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/3 of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering you shall offer 1/3 of a hin of wine, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And when you offer a bull as a burnt offering or sacrifice to fulfill a vow, or for peace offerings to the Lord, then one shall offer with a bull a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/2 a hin of oil. And you shall offer for the drink offering 1/2 a hin of wine as a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Thus it shall be done for each bull or ram, or for each lamb or young goat. As many as you offer, so shall you do with each one, as many as there are. Every native Israelite shall do these things in this way, in offering a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And if a stranger is sojourning with you, or anyone is living permanently among you, and he wishes to offer a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord, he shall do as you do. For the assembly there shall be one statute for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. You and the sojourner shall be alike before the Lord. One law and one rule shall be for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land to which I bring you, and when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall present a contribution to the Lord. Of the first of your dough, you shall present a loaf as a contribution. Like a contribution from the threshing floor, so shall you present it. Some of the first of your dough you shall give to the Lord as a contribution throughout your generations. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.